Wyoming and California's energy futures are becoming increasingly intertwined, as several recent decisions have illustrated. Late last month, California Governor Jerry Brown announced that he's speeding up the state's transition to renewable energy. Just days later, a major transmission project to carry Wyoming wind power to California received its final environmental review. Lloyd Drain is director of the Wyoming Infrastructure Authority, which promotes the development of energy infrastructure that benefits the state. And he joined Wyoming Public Radio's energy reporter Stephanie Joyce to talk about the implications of these recent developments.
So, Lloyd, maybe just to start, can you explain,
why does Wyoming care that California plans to cut emissions 40% by 2030?
Well, because we have world-class wind, and we've spent a number of years developing a value proposition for delivering our world-class wind to California. It makes all the sense in the world. You know, starting back in 2011 with the WEC 10-year study, they showed that California ratepayers could save $600 million a year with 3,000 megawatts of Wyoming wind.
But I guess, you know, you mentioned why it's important to California that they have access to Wyoming wind in order to reach their goal by 2030. Why is that important to Wyomingites?
It's all about economic development, and it's all about, you know, diversifying Wyoming's economy. So the more we can diversify the economy of Wyoming, the better off Wyoming's going to be.
In the past, California has said that it doesn't necessarily want Wyoming's resources. Obviously, Wyoming and California have some political disagreements. Is that going to change now?
In order for California to come up with the least cost impact to its ratepayers, I think they're going to have to look to Wyoming. Even the now president of the California Public Utilities Commission, he would always tell me, hey, we don't want you, we don't need you. But without exception, before he turned and walked away, he would say, hey, but if we ever raise our renewable portfolio standard, you know, we may have a place for you. It just makes all the sense in the world to California ratepayers for them to add Wyoming wind to the mix to keep the lights on. Our wind peaks in the afternoon, which is coincident with the peak of the load in every state. So it's perfect for California.
Is the state of Wyoming doing anything to promote its interests in California?
Well, sure. Since November of 2012, you know, we've met with literally close to 100 key individuals, face-to-face meetings, and we continue to do that.
And while we're on the subject of California, PacifiCorp announced recently that it's looking at joining California ISO, the California grid operator. Can you give us a little bit of background on what that would mean? Why is that significant for Wyoming?
You know, the bigger footprint that you have, that your grid has, the more efficient you can run it, because of all the diverse resources, including wind and solar and all the other power generation assets. The bigger the footprint, the more diverse, and diversity equates to efficiencies. It would be a good thing for Wyoming, a good thing for California ratepayers. It would be a win-win situation for everybody.
The final environmental impact statement for the Transwest Express transmission line was released earlier this month. Can you tell us why that's important for the future of Wyoming's wind power?
We're not going to flow a drop of Wyoming wind to California without new infrastructure. It's just not going to happen. We are transmission constrained when it comes to bringing on new generations. So it's a huge milestone. And hopefully we'll see the record decision published before the end of the year, and hopefully, you know, by 2018, that transmission line will be installed and will be flowing power to California.
Are there other major developments on the horizon for Wyoming's wind power?
Well, again, we're not going to develop any sizable wind projects without new transmission capacity. So, you know, there have been and there could be a few more really small, like less than, you know, say 50 megawatts. But Wyoming literally has hundreds of thousands of megawatts of developable wind generation that is head and shoulders more cost-effective than any other wind in the West. And we've got some other transmission projects, PacifiCorp's Gateway West and Gateway South. And then you know, we've got Zephyr, but, you know, that's going to take 6 years to get permitted. But again, you know, we're talking timeline for all of this to happen in California would easily, you know, allow the Zephyr project to get built. If we could see into the future, you know, 10, 20 years into the future, you know, I'd see great changes for Wyoming. One of those, obviously, I do believe will be, you know, lots of new wind generation. We're seeing great strides in technology advancements with coal. And it's all good, and it all spells good things for the state of Wyoming.
It sounds like there are a lot of infrastructure developments on the horizon for Wyoming. We'll look forward to hearing more from you in the future. Thank you so much, Lloyd.
Hey, you're quite welcome. Thank you.